If you're a music lover, chances are you've stumbled across a viral video trailer on YouTube for a documentary called The Landfill Harmonic. The film opens with images of the small Paraguayan village of Catura, a slum built atop of a huge landfill. The families that live in Catura make their living by recycling trash and selling it. In 2006, visionary Flavio Chavez decided to start a music program for the children in the area. With no funds or means, he, along with community members, turned to the resources at hand and decided to build instruments from trash. Ingenuity and a passionate belief in the transformative power of music now gives the children of Catura hope, a thriving music school and a youth orchestra that performs internationally. Dr. Daniel Piper of the Musical Instrument Museum has been working closely with Flavio Chavez and the Recycled Orchestra and is the driving force behind the MIM's Recycled Orchestra exhibit and the Recycled Orchestra's U.S. debut this week at the MIM. I understand this exhibit has been open since March?
Since March.
What's the reception been like?
It's been amazing, really. I mean, we have, for a museum that we cover the entire world, we have 5,000-6,000 instruments on display, covering every country. And this one small exhibit has received tons of people. There's constantly traffic up there, and people stop and spend a lot of time. They're really fascinated. They come to our guest services with comments, wow, this is amazing. And so it's been really great reception.
So why do you think it strikes such a chord?
Who has ever made violins and cellos and flutes from trash? I mean, these are instruments we think of as elite instruments, sort of, you know, a part of Western culture that has been refined for hundreds of years, and we have fine, you know, violin makers. And here we have, you know, a gentleman who, with a fifth grade education, one of the instrument makers, you know, is from the town there. He's a woodworker. He's never made an instrument before. And then Fabio Chavez, who's a music teacher, never made an instrument before. And for their sheer determination, you know, to do this for these kids, they've, you know, achieved something really astounding.
It's really amazing. So you said the children arrived yesterday. So
this is their debut here in the United States at MIM, and we have a residency of several days of public programming. Three public concerts in the MIM Theater. Those are actually all sold out already. But there's other opportunities for the public to meet them, hear them perform. On Saturday, we have a big day. It's a family day with the Recycled Orchestra. So we'll have two sort of shorter, more informal performance demonstrations. We have a workshop for the public and for kids where they can make their own instruments. So that's a drop-by all day. And we'll have all kinds of funky materials that they can put together. And then we have an exhibit dedication as well.
If they were receiving donations or are receiving donations mm-hmm. for instruments that are not made from trash, are they going to prefer to play those?
That's a great question.
I mean, now they're famous for what they have done.
Right. That's a fantastic question. To put it in context, so the group that we're calling the Recycled Orchestra that now, you know, travels and performs and sort of identifies with this concept and this vision is part of a larger music program in the town of Catura that Fabio Chavez has put together. So the traveling performers are 20, you know, maximum. And then there's the music school has about 200. So the music school combines traditional instruments with recycled instruments. Originally, the idea was that the recycled instruments were for the younger learners. So this was a way, since there was a shortage of standard instruments, then they would create the recycled ones, and then children, you know, 10, 11 years old would start learning on that, and then eventually graduate to, you know, a traditional violin.
Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Daniel Piper from the MIM. If you're listening and you've not yet seen this inspiring film trailer, The Landfill Harmonic, visit kbok.org. We do have it posted on our website, along with additional information on the Recycled Orchestra's residency at the MIM. For KBOK at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.